Benjamin, thanks for joining us. Could you let us know what's happening in Silver City?
Absolutely. It's never a dull moment up here. Following a recent string of changes at our hospital, the Gila Regional Medical Center, which serves people all over southwestern New Mexico, interim CEO Alfredo Ontiveros has decided and announced on Monday afternoon that they would be laying off 12 more administrators from the hospital. Since he came on in January, Alfredo has eliminated the chief operations officer position. That was followed quickly by the departure of CFO, and now 12 more members of the administrative team will be gone.
So could you share with us a little bit about how many people the hospital employs?
It's several hundred employees, and that is one of the reasons for this. In the pretty sparse and detailed release from Monday afternoon, Ontiveros said that staff levels didn't keep pace with reduction in patient volumes over recent years and the decrease in reimbursements from the state in Medicaid and Medicare. So they just thought the staffing levels were far too high, especially around the middle management area. And this cut is expected to save about an annual $1,079,883 for the hospital, which is pretty cash-strapped at the moment.
So have services really been impacted since that has taken place?
No, and that was the goal, and that was the aim at targeting administrative areas first, is so that the people who are actually working hands-on with any of the patients wouldn't be affected at all.
Okay. What else is happening in Silver City?
Well, we also are following a breaking story here. The New Mexico Department of Health has announced that we will be losing the Yucca Lodge here in Grant County, which again services people all over the southwestern part of the state, and that is a short-term inpatient chemical dependency program we have here at the Fort Baird Medical Center, and that's usually about 16 beds at a time, and many, hundreds and thousands of people over the last few years really require this service here. And the state has decided they're going to take that away and move it to Roswell.
Could you give us a kind of an idea of how big of an impact that's going to affect the community there?
We are one of the top-ranked, or bottom, however you look at it, ranked substance abuse problems in the state, in a state where substance abuse is ranked almost highest in the country. So we're looking at some of the biggest impact that could be made by something like this. It also affects plans from local governments. The Grant County Commission, for instance, has been pursuing the TUCASA substance abuse program. They're just breaking ground on that next month. Currently, that's being planned for not inpatient, and that's the big problem, is that we won't have an inpatient substance abuse center.
I see. Anything else going on in Silver City?
Yes, we had one of the highlights of our week is a feature in our Saturday paper about H.R. Quintero, who is a Sixth Judicial Court judge here, will be retiring. He's been in, he's had a 40-year career in law. He's had 14 years on the bench. And, historically, he was the first Hispanic judge in Grant County, in a county that's nearly 50% Hispanic. So he's had a huge impact. He's a very respected member of the community, and he'll be heading out soon.
All right, Ben. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Silver City Report and letting us know what's happening in Silver City.
Thank you, sir.